of New York Airport yesterday at LaGuardia at 5 o'clock, and we got delayed until 9 p.m., and then they canceled the flight and sent us here to reroute through Denver to get to Iowa.
Gopal spoke to us at Newark Airport in New Jersey. Even if the shutdown ends, air travelers can expect cancellations and delays to worsen this week. The FAA is moving ahead with deeper reductions in flight schedules at 40 major airports. Another 2,300 flights cut Monday, at least 1,000 more on the books for Tuesday.
So, yes, I'm concerned we might be stuck in Colorado.
Amy Lark and her husband are both air traffic controllers.
Now having missed two paychecks, that uncertainty and that financial strain is becoming unbearable.
Unpaid for more than a month, some air traffic controllers have begun calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs. On social media, President Trump posted, "Get back to work now." I'm Ben Thomas.